Welcome back to Growing Podcast, where faith, personal growth, and purpose collide. My name is Kenya, and we are going to dive into another episode. Today, I really want to discuss just growing in general. I really feel like I need to reiterate this and the importance of growing as it has come up back in my life, because sometimes we go through seasons where we're learning something and then God shifts us to learn something new. And we always have to be prepared for the shift. And so growing really is something the Lord gave me years ago, and well, not too long ago, about a few years ago. And it was growing with God. And then I just changed it to growing because it's just growing in so many different areas. But I really, on this podcast, I really like to focus more on growing in Christ and growing with the Holy Spirit, being led by His Holy Spirit, because that's essential for a Christian walk for a believer. But really, it's more than just, you know, reading the Bible every day, being in prayer. That is the routine. That is the basic foundation. But it's really growing in wisdom, growing in our knowledge, growing in just grace, growing in so many areas of our life. And I think that it's essential because many of the things that I've gone through, I realized that I wouldn't have gone through it if I would have just kept growing in the knowledge of Christ, growing more in wisdom, just growing, opening up a book and reading and doing my research, whatever it was to just keep me growing. I recognize now that just the Lord really emphasized in my life the need to just grow, press forward, persevere, because it's essential not only for this walk, but the more you know, the more you have access to, the more you are getting rid of those limitations on your life. And I think the enemy loves to come to kill, steal, and destroy, but especially he loves to make us ignorant. And so what I've discovered is if I just keep growing, if I just keep going and pressing forward, moving forward in this life, I'm learning more. I make mistakes, but I grow, and something always comes from it all. But the basic foundation really has been just knowing that for a lot of us, God makes us plant a seed. Someone comes to water it, but it is God who makes all things grow. And throughout this life, sometimes we want to rush life. We want to rush our process. We want to get through the process. We want to get to the other side. We don't want to have to go through the hard things, but we have to also understand that God needs us to go through some things. God needs us to go through a process. God needs us to understand certain things so that we are becoming better. We are becoming who we are called to be. And I'm gonna be honest, some of us are just hard-headed. Like some of us, we learn the hard way. We learn by going through some things, coming out on the other side, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I made it out. And so growing really emphasizes the need to keep going, the need for the Lord in our life, and just allowing the Holy Spirit to lead us. I think that many people get to a place where they think they've made it. They think that, you know, they have a daily routine. You know, they say their prayers, they worship, they go to church. They think they've made it. They think they made it spiritually. They think they've made it physically sometimes. And what I've learned is God will shift us sometimes to something new. He'll shift us to new environments. He'll shift us to new places. He'll take us from where we are and put us to where we need to be. And we have to adapt. We have to learn that new thing. And it can be difficult for us because sometimes it's uncomfortable for us. But as long as we keep growing, as long as we keep taking in the knowledge and the wisdom that God is trying to pour into us, we are able to become more of who we are called to be. And I think that, in my opinion, I feel like we will never just arrive to know everything in all things. And that's why it's important for us to grow. it's important for us to make room for the Lord, empty ourselves, and allow Him to fill us with more wisdom, more knowledge. The Holy Spirit, the Bible says that the Holy Spirit will teach us all things. And so it's important to know that we don't know all things, that we do need His Spirit. We must be led by His Spirit. And so when I started growing with God, I really emphasized the need to grow with the Holy Spirit, to allow the Holy Spirit to pour into us so that we are growing up. And so it's not where, you know, the Lord is growing. You know, the Lord is already the Lord. It's us who's growing, and it's Him who's pouring into us so that we can grow. And so, you know, many seeds were planted, and there's a time, there's a season for everything, where some things will sprout, some things God's got to prune in order for fruit to come. And so growing is a never ending process, in my opinion, because, you know, I can be one thing today and another thing the next day, wherever God places me. But I need to have the wisdom, the knowledge, everything that I need to take with me in order to do what God is calling me to do, whatever it is, in whatever industry He's calling me to. And sometimes those industries call for us to learn a new skill. It calls for us to learn something that's just unfamiliar. And I go back to, I always go back to the times when I was an intelligence analyst and had a top secret security clearance, and I'm trying to break back into that field. And I remember just being so upset. I'm like, Lord, I can't get back in there. And He just gave me the story of Jonah. When Jonah was upset after he had went and did what the Lord said, and then the Lord just turned the situation around, and Jonah's like, look, I told you. And what the Lord did was he had a tree or a leaf grow over Jonah's head, and it shielded Jonah. It was like shade for Jonah because the sun was beaming on Jonah's head. And then the Lord caused a worm to eat it. And Jonah was upset, like, you know, why'd you do that? You know, why am I even alive, basically? And the Lord said, you know, I'm the one who put it there, and I can also take it away. Why are you upset? And it just really made me think about how so many people hold on to the past of who they used to be, the accomplishments they used to have, the things they used to do. And sometimes God's trying to shift us into something new, but we hold on to what was. And God is just like really saying, you know, I'm the one who gave it to you. Why do you keep holding on to it? Why do you keep holding on to the past? Why do you keep holding on to what was when I'm trying to shift you into what I have for you? And so many times I have found that God really is, He's trying to make sure that we are, how can I say, I don't want to say relevant, but we are growing with Him. We are in alignment with Him. We're not behind. We're not ahead of Him, but we are with Him. And He's trying to make sure that we are understanding that we are going in His ways, not our own ways, and we're being led by Him. So if He gives you something and takes it away, or if He, you know, prunes you, or if He plants you somewhere and He plucks you and places you somewhere else, you have to understand that God's intentions was for you to become more of who He's called you to be, and for you to really, just make sure you're always abiding in Him, following Him, and growing and doing all these things in His presence and going where He needs you to go, because your purpose, your assignment is so important. It's not about you. It has His name on it. And what I've learned is to really take me out of certain things, out of the situation, and understand where God needs me to be. And to just to let go of things and allow God to handle it. Placing all things in His hand, knowing that He's got me. He's got me financially. He's got me in my relationships. He's got me in with my family. He's got me wherever he places me, my assignment, whatever industry I'm in. He's got me when he has me create things. He's got me. He's got my back. I'm protected. No weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper. I'm protected. And so my job is to keep growing. My job is to maintain in his presence, abide in him so he may abide in me, to be that vessel. And I think that the greatest thing is to be able to let go of what was so that God can pour into us, so that we can grow up even more. And never think that we arrive. Never think that we have arrived. So Growing Podcast is really a place where I'm letting people know I'm still growing, but I'm also growing from learning from others as well, too. Growing in the places God sends me to, growing, you know, in wisdom, growing with the things that I go through and I overcome, growing in that way as well, too. So the vision God gave me for growing is quite big. It's definitely big, especially the many things he has spoken to me about with this platform, what I'm doing, what I'm creating, what it will become. And, you know, sometimes we just see, you know, we see the seed and we watching the seed. We waiting for it to grow. We waiting for, you know, all the things that we're, you know, the nutrients, the water, all the things we're feeding it. We're waiting to see it just kind of crack open and just become this beautiful thing. And so it's something that God is doing. God is building and creating himself, because, you know, it's been a few years, but I find myself still doing it, still speaking, still being in a place where I am allowing the Lord to strip things away and add on to me and just really help me in this life and lead me and guide me and be there for me and show me that he is great, show me who he is. And so growing is just really, if you've been watching and following along, you hear my testimonies. It just, my testimonies are just crazy. Like, just crazy miracles I've experienced, crazy things I've experienced. Go to my YouTube and just watch my videos. You will hear my testimonies. You will hear my personal growth. You will see the personal growth. You will see the shift within me. It's just, it's amazing what God is doing. But growing is not just for me, but it's for many others who will be seeking Christ, who want to know him better, who want to be encouraged, who have gone through what I've gone through, who, you know, are struggling or persevering and just wondering, where is God in it all? And my response really is, God is right there. He just wants you to keep going and growing. He's with you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. He's with you. And so I encourage you to keep growing. I encourage you to grow in the knowledge of Christ. And it's so important when we say grow in the knowledge of Christ. Growing in the knowledge of Christ helps you to understand who Christ is, but also understand who you are. Understand what you have access to. Understand that God is for you and not against you. Understand your authority. Understand that we may be in this world, we're not of this world, and we are able to maneuver with God. We are able to maneuver and accomplish great and just great things because he's so mighty in our life. His hand is on our life. And so I just hope growing encourages so many people and allows people to understand who they are, their identity in Christ, and to be led by his Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is right there trying to lead us all. And so for me, to whoever's listening, I just pray that you never stop growing. You never stop seeking your first love, that being Christ. And you always just have a heart for him, but also a heart for his people. A heart that is just open for his love to be poured out on you, and you be a vessel to just share with so many others. Like, this just is a domino effect where the love, what God has given to me, I give to you and you give to others. It's just, we just pouring love out. We just pouring out wisdom and encouragement. And we are just standing in unity in the body of Christ, gathered together in one faith. And so for anyone out there, I hope that you are encouraged and that you keep growing. God is good. Thank you so much for listening. God bless.